went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning, Raj, right here on 93.1 Jams. We love to help people out when especially you might be on social media and you might be out seeing some hotties and you're like, hey, you want to go out? And they're like, yeah, but then sometimes that person does not want to go back out with you, Tracy.
That is very true. And that's why we're here and you give us a call. That's why we've got Scott calling. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
We're good, my man. Thanks for coming on Second Date Update this morning. So tell us who the fabulous person is you went out with.
Oh, so actually, this is funny. It's not through social media or anything. This is a woman that I've known for a long time. Her name is Laurel, and I met through her brother. He and I have been friends for many years, and I've actually been a friend of the whole family for a lot of years, and oh, man, I love them. They're just great people. They have a lot of fun. They do these game nights. It's just so much fun. And throughout the years going on these game nights, I always had a little crush on Laurel. And luckily, she decided to go out to dinner with me. We went to this amazing outdoor event at Breeze Stevens. And it was over there this past Friday. And they did this great picnic-style outdoor event. And I brought her a little something. And I gave it to her at the beginning of the date. And, you know, we had such a good time. And we've had so many good times over the years that we had to go back and do the game night at her parents' house. And we always just go over there on Fridays. And we went. We had fun again. It was just so great. And, I mean, I just basically feel like I'm part of their family. And I tried calling her the next day on Saturday there. And she didn't get back to me. And I've tried again on Monday. And I'm not sure, like, why she's not getting back to me, but I just thought maybe you guys could be a little bit of help because I don't want to go through her brother because I just don't want to involve him on it.
Yeah.
Because I just don't want that kind of awkwardness, you know, and I just thought that it would be helpful to call you guys.
Mm. Well, heck, man, first off, you got the in. It is legit. Yes. When you are friends with the family, heck, it sounds like you've been in that family for a while. That's a good call.
Yeah.
So. And I think that's sweet. Yeah. You always had kind of a crush on her, and I love that her name is Laurel. Have you ever mistakenly called her Laura, like from Laura Ingalls? From, what was the Laura? Who was Laura Ingalls? Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
That's what Laurel reminds me of.
No, I have not. I've always respected her parents' choice in name, and you know they were big folk music fans back in the 60s, and they named her after Laurel Canyon.
Wow.
So
very nice. Listen, Scott, I just have random thoughts, so that just popped in my head. So
I love the Little House on the Prairie books too, but I just absolutely.
You're so sweet. Yeah, I love this. Okay, so you had a crush on Laurel. You guys went out to dinner at Bree Stevens, which is super nice.
Yeah.
You're like, listen, I know your parents are doing game night. Let's go back. Let's have some fun. Mm-hmm. Are there some classic games that you guys typically would play? Like Monopoly?
Oh, you know, we play Sorry.
Oh, yes.
And that's like kind of a warm-up game. And everybody's real into Trivial Pursuit.
For sure.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Sound like
and
fun.
I mean, Laurel is a shark at that Trivial Pursuit. She's got so much knowledge. It's just really, she's just great.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Well, listen, so you guys are playing this game, right? And you do anything. How did this date end? I mean, did you guys like, you know, go outside, have some alone time before you had to leave? Or how did that end? Yeah. Did you get a kiss?
Ooh.
I got a nice hug. Oh. It felt like it was just all kind of meant to be, you know?
Oh.
Like, it just felt real, just everything was real natural.
It does. It sounds like it's
meant to be. Sounds great.
You just sound so sweet. All right, so this is what, you're welcome. This is what we'll do. We'll play a song, then when we get back, we will call Laurel and see why she's not getting back to you. Again, you guys obviously have been good friends for a long time, so this is a little weird, especially now because you went on a date, had a great time with the family, and so much more. It's happening next, hopefully scoring a second date between Scott and Laurel with Chris in the Morning Rush next on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. I am loving our new BFF, Scott, who's on the phone for Second Date Update.
Me too. So Scott is calling for a second date with Laurel, and he actually met her through Laurel's brother. I guess he's been friends of the family for years, and he loves their family. He says they're so much fun. They do game nights. Mm-hmm. You know, he's over there all the time. So they went actually to the Bree Stevens event, that picnic style outdoor event that they had last Friday. And he said they had so much fun, but it was a Friday night, and that's usually when the family has game night. So they went over there after and had a great time. He's called her. She's not calling back.
Right.
He's not sure what's going on.
I mean, come on now. Yeah. You enjoyed your time with each other. They played Sorry, yes. Trivia Pursuit. He got a nice little hug at the end. So yes. We got to figure out what's going on. Scott, are you ready? We're going to call Laurel.
Oh, I'm so ready. I don't want to seem like I'm overdoing it, you know, but I've been thinking about it a lot. I'm just really excited to hear what's going on with her, because it was a real good date and she's just a real great gal.
Oh, well, all that's right. True. You're not the only one that wants to hear from her. Thousands and thousands of people now want to hear from her, too.
That's true.
All right.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
It is. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Laurel?
Speaking.
Oh, hi, Laurel.
Oh, hey.
How are you? This is Krista and Tracy. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams this morning on the radio. Hopefully you listen to us. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. Did I win something?
You kind of did.
Kind of.
I mean, seriously, you've been highlighted this morning on our show, and we love when we talk to, you know, you are phenomenal listeners. And you actually came up in a conversation that we just had.
Okay.
She's so scared. Yeah. So, listen, do you remember doing a fabulous night? Well, not doing, because you didn't do them.
Uh-uh.
Having a fabulous night with someone that is super good friends with your family, known as Scott. Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Okay, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean,
wait,
what happened? Why aren't you getting back to him?
Yeah, we heard you went on a hot date with him and then, you know, went back to your house.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Am I on the radio?
Well, yeah. I mean, just with Tracy and I, though.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, it's just
Krista. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just talk to us.
Okay, we might have flubbed a little
bit. Right, a little bit, but just focus on us.
Yeah, just us. The right. Sounds of our voices.
That's right.
We'll talk about hair and nails afterwards. So, So tell us, really, girl, what happened on this date? Because in all honesty, Scott is missing you, and he really wishes that you would call him back.
Right.
Oh, gosh. Now I feel terrible. Okay. What do you want to know? I mean,
how was your date?
How was the date? And why aren't you calling him back?
It was a good date. He's an old family friend. Mm-hmm. Scotty's friends with my brother, and I've known him my whole life. Basically, he's kind of like a big brother, but he's really cute. and he picked me up, and we went on a date. We went to an outdoor picnic. He came in a bow tie.
Oh,
in a seersucker jacket, because that's Scotty.
Scotty.
He's a sweetheart. What can I say? It's just like, I don't know. It was weird. I don't know. I feel bad saying it, but like, he picked me up and he like approached me like doing a soft shoe, I guess you'd say. You know what a soft shoe is?
No, I don't. Let us know.
It's like, almost like he was tap dancing, but he like tap danced up to me in his, he had like a straw hat on and a bow tie and a seersucker jacket, like old timey kind of.
Okay. Uh-huh, okay.
Uh-huh.
So this wasn't really.
It was a little, I mean, it's Scotty, right? So I started laughing, but then I'm like, I started thinking like, oh boy, like I was just a little embarrassed, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but so he's like, hello, my baby, you know, and then he like kneels down and then hands me this gift. And it's like, it's a picture. It was a picture of my family, except like he superimposed where the dog was. He put himself there.
Stop. Okay. Now, I mean, everything else beforehand, I just thought was adorable. But now you're talking about he inserted a picture of himself into your family photo. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, where my dog is.
Wow.
Okay. We're getting somewhere now.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Now, I assume that kind of threw you off a little bit, but, you know, instead of maybe wondering why he would have done this, hell, let's just ask him, because Scott is actually on the phone, Laurel. You're on Second Date Update.
No!
So.
I can't believe you don't remember the Trivial Pursuit clue where you got the answer to the Wizard of Oz question about Toto. And how we all danced around that day at your house, and we just had such a great laugh. And I just thought it was a great inside joke, and I thought you'd like the soft shoe and me inserting myself as Toto.
Right.
I do. You know I love Toto, honestly, and I loved your soft shoe. It was just, I don't know, like maybe it was just the hat, the shoes, the dog, your face, the striped jacket, just everything at once. He had a little mustache, like a fake mustache curled up.
Wow.
Put on.
Well,
just kind of hoping to end the whole thing with sweeping you off your feet,
He's so cute.
He is.
So listen, Scotty Too Hottie, this is what we are asking you, Miss Laurel. If you would like to go back out with him, and perhaps maybe, you know, not so much around the family, maybe you two could, you know, have your own little skip and jive outside of that and really get things knocking, if you know what we're saying.
Now, I've got an idea. Before you answer, Laurel, maybe I could put on my leather jacket.
Oh, my gosh.
And we could get on my motorcycle.
Oh, yes.
And we could take a nice long ride and go along the lake there. What do you say? I promise I won't wear seersucker. I won't wear a bow tie. I will strictly be James Dean on this date.
Dang.
Ooh.
If you don't want him, Tracy will.
Girl.
One condition.
Oh.
You cannot act like my parents. So can't make any references about Easy Rider because that's their favorite movie.
It is a good
day. Mm-hmm. You can't say any like hippie slang like my mom does. Like nothing.
Like, nothing will be far out. It will all be close in. Never far out, close in.
You promise you won't act like my dad or my mom and talk about them all the time.
Well, you know what? We are excited for you two to go ride and fall in love into the winds of change, because that was a good song too back in the day.
Sure was.
Oh, there it is! Wow. Oh, my God. No. Scott, I'm going to take you to my family's home and play games with you.
Yeah.